This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, that's me. Jennifer Horn is here. That's her. Jay Kirshner is over there. Let's see. Everybody, please stand at attention, please. Two, three, four. We're going
Residence
to tell the
McCallum
story.
For.
And even more. Yes, right. That's very true. The positive thought as we begin this hour of the Good Day program. It's in the act of having to do things that you don't want to do. That you learn something about moving past the self. In other words, you know who you are, right? If you don't want to do something, do you not do it? If you're being asked to help somebody and you don't really want to do it, but you do because you either feel guilty or you feel like, well, this is my better self. Sometimes I think that happens. There's a lot of different things. And some people are so selfish, they just say, you know what, too bad, I'm busy doing something, and who knows what it is. I find it interesting to find different, you know, it makes up humanity. The different motivations is all about, that's what we talk about here. You know, if we don't have people to talk about, what do we talk about?
What's the catalyst for this conversation for you?
I think, well, that's a good question. I think maybe the work, the facing my own, I don't know if fears, demons, or whatever it was. I've been working for 3 years to try to figure out what to do with my eyes. Mm-hmm. Because they've been getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And so I finally, last November, when I couldn't pass my driving test because I couldn't see anything on the board, I thought to myself, okay, I really have to buckle down and do something about this. So I've been talking to this fellow, Arthur Benjamin, here in Los Angeles for 3 years about doing this. And he sort of teases me every time, you know, I talk to him about it. What, are you going to do something in this lifetime or the next lifetime? And so I said, okay, we're doing this. And so that's what I'm doing. Last Thursday, I had one eye done. And the results were, I would have said great at the beginning, but as it nestles itself into its little socket in my eyeball, I've noticed a few things, like going to the movies on Saturday, I had a peripheral vision thing that I'm going to check out. But, you know, it's something.
But it might still be healing. Is he going to check that out?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'm going to check it out today. Yes, it is. That's all part of the healing mechanism.
This is kind of a cataracts thing, right, where you
cut
off the top and put on a new one.
Take the cataract out and put in a new lens. And the lens that I've purchased is something that, you know, I guess when I think about it, there are three or four different choices. One of them is to put in just a regular lens. Excuse me. The other is to put in one that fixes the nearsightedness. The other to fix the farsightedness. And then one that fixes them both. Mm-hmm. And that's what I have opted for. So as I have one good one in now. When I talk to you next time, I'll have two. And I can see pretty much, you know, I can see a lot of stuff that I couldn't see before.
I think you're smart, not messing around with the ones that you bought. My mom got the ones that her insurance would cover, and she just did it recently, and I think she regrets that. Which is a lesson for me, because they said that since I had a detached retina and they used a gas bubble to seal it, he told me that probably 2 years ago I was going to need cataract surgery, and I noticed that my eyesight is starting to get weird again, and I think, oh boy, this is just
really
around the corner for me. Yeah, because the gas bubble, I guess, causes a need for the fix way earlier than most people would ever need it. So, I don't know. I'm watching what you go through, pal, because I might be right behind you, even though a few years behind you in age. It depends on whatever situation you've had. You know, you never know when you're going to need something.
What do you mean?
But I thought everybody gets the cataract thing at some point in their lives. Is that not true?
They say that most people will get it. Yeah.
Did we wish? You know, I'm usually the last guy on the block. to remember Jennifer's birthday.
Then you were again today, so there you go.
Why? Why was that a last? No, no.
I already received some greetings already today.
Wow.
But thank you.
I'm
all
at
I
least
had to do was say I'm a few years younger than you, and that was the
right. That's it.
That was the trigger.
Wait a minute. Oh, Frank, Jennifer's birthday. Yes.
Well,
okay.
You.
You're welcome. The good news this hour. My voice was fine the last hour. What happened? Jennifer, you came. You've destroyed my voice. I have all of this stuff that is floating around.
I'm contagious. Leave me alone.
There's a problem with sea algae. But the problem is they can't find enough of it because they're using it as a replacement for plastic in lots of different products. I was just looking at something about how much plastic we are using. Here's the story of a scuba diver who saw how harmful the out-of-control algae blooms could be to marine environment. So this lady founded a refining company. She harvests the algae and turns it into all kinds of products that are competing with plastic. Petroleum-based, you know, that's what plastic is. It's another petroleum-based chemical combination. And so the algae apparently allows for replication of the same sort of thing that plastics are used for in artificial textiles, packaging materials. Do you ever look in your wastebasket to see how much stuff you're throwing away in plastic, in cardboard? It's really incredible. If you buy things even that are semi-prepared, or what I do is buy lots of fruits and veggies, and the fruits always come, whether it's Driscoll's or somebody else, in these clear plastic containers. The strawberries are in them, the raspberries are in them, the blueberries are in them, and the food. I walk by, you know, lots of things in the grocery store. When you look at them, they're all plastic, right?
Well, yeah, they're why all... don't they use those typical paper ones, the, like the soft cardboard ones?
Must not be as cheap.
That's what I'm
going to guess. I'm going to guess that that's it. More expensive. But this lady has figured out how to use the algae. I'm using algae now on my farm in the compost that we're making. It's great fertilizer. There's so much stuff that comes out of the sea that's really good. Have you ever eaten, there are, Miles, my grandson, loves eating seaweed. And I've eaten it, and I think I can leave it pretty, not as excited about it as he is. But that's something very nutritious.
A lot of that stuff will be mixed into to green drinks. You know, they'll have some of that. It is healthy.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very healthy. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, the good news is that we're finding different ways to make things that can replace plastic, which is certainly what we want to do when you consider around the world how much plastic is being used. Speaking around the world, I'm frustrated because there are so many different things that are going on today, and it looks like some of them will continue through the week. Here's a discussion about Florida schools that have been told to cover or remove classroom books that are not vetted. So I would come, this is very political, the guidance in Florida from the governor's office directing the school districts there to cover up or remove books in classrooms that have not been approved. So who's approving them? What's the approval process, I guess, would be my question. I'd want to know, who was it? Is it somebody that's politically aligned with Governor DeSantis? I know that there's a lot of focus on woke stuff. And, I mean, I don't understand. I get that we want to have a focus to a point on race and diversity. And
here's
that
what
sort of stuff.
I mean,
they changed the word for woke. They've made it an acronym that stands for Wrongs to Our Kids and Employees.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It means that woke is, if it's wrong to, what is it, the kids and employees, even though... You know, they're,
you mean
they're,
treating somebody of a different skin color or a different ethnicity different than you
no,
treat white people? Is that
the word woke? But here's the thing. So I'm really upset because I think everybody's into this banning book on both sides of the aisle. You've got a lot of people on the far left who say if for instance, To Kill a Mockingbird should be banned because of its use of racial language or whatever. And there are a lot of books that are banned on that side of the aisle. There are also, on the right now, a lot of books that are banned if they include transgender and gay and all this. Let's just make things age-appropriate because I understand if I'm a parent and I've got an 8-year-old kid that I don't want one of these graphic comic book kind of novels that they put in where they're showing like pornographic material.
Yes.
I don't want that in my kid's classroom. So let's forget banning things. Let's just make sure things are age appropriate because there is a real push, and I've seen some of them with my own eyes. Some of the material, especially sexually explicit, that ends up in a classroom with kids that are not quite ready to process that, or at least maybe they are, but maybe their parents want to be the ones to walk through that with them. And I think if we think about age appropriateness rather than full-on bans, everybody might just be a little bit smarter.
You know, it's interesting how you put it that way. I'm pretty careful about Miles, my grandson, and what I expose him to. And Megan, his mother, my daughter, is very careful about what she exposes him to. So on Saturday, I said, I think maybe it would be fun for us to go over to Universal. And Megan said, nah, he's too young. And I thought to myself, how old was I? I don't even remember how old I was.
Like Universal Studios?
Universal Studios, yeah. Right.
Like the City Walk or the theme park?
No, you go to the theme park.
Oh, okay.
And see what's there. I haven't been there for ages. And I wanted to go see what was different. And I was thinking to myself, okay, are there a lot of things over there? But then Megan said there's lots of monster stuff and there's these rides that are scary. And Miles is smart enough on his own. He doesn't like scary.
Yeah.
There's one of the... It came up at dinner last night. I'm trying to remember what we were talking about. But he got all worked up about something that was too scary.
Well, let me tell you, the one that... I don't know if you've ever done this, and this is just a fun tip for people who are coming to L.A. and trying to figure something else out. Universal... Is a great theme park. I'm not into the rides because a lot of them are like, I just get sick. A lot of them are like barf bucket rides, sort of. Mm-hmm. A lot of like virtual machines where they're like moving you around. I just get motion sick. It's not that they're scary. It's just kind of bleh. But the studio tour is really cool where they do the whole traditional thing through the steps.
Yeah.
Go to Warner Brothers. That's the key. They give you a little golf cart tour. Awesome.
Got it. Okay. Jennifer, Jay, and Doug here at 18 after the hour.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night. Until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Ebi de mol.
Text radio to 64000 to try Babbel for free. That's radio to 64000 to try Babbel free. RADIO to 64000.
Okay.
Ebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Off we go at 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer Warren, Jay Kirshner, and I and you focusing on personalities. A lot of people in the news today. Let's get started with them here in this segment as we look at the trending items that go beyond the Grammys and Beyonce and things that are of interest and import to a lot of people. People are still wondering about Lisa Marie Presley and what's going on with the estate, what happens, who's going to get control of the Elvis estate, and what's going on. A lot of family things are coming to the surface. For example, Priscilla Presley nearly lost two children in 2 weeks instead of the one who died by his own hand. According to one of her sons, who was riding a camel.
Oh, this is her brother. Yeah, this is
her. Oh, that's her brother?
Yes, this is Priscilla's. Oh. Yeah. Priscilla, for some reason, my brain went to Lisa Marie because she lost her son.
Yeah,
right. So he almost died while riding a camel, apparently.
Really? The animal sanctuary is here outside of Los Angeles. Where is that? Which animal sanctuary is that? I don't know where there's camels here in L.A. Do you, Jennifer? Where are there camels in L.A.? Never heard of a camel. Anyway, so.
But apparently, this camel straight up tried to eat him. Like, it's not like he just fell off and
almost got
trampled.
Pretty nasty.
The camel tried to eat him.
Yeah, there are camels. Camels can be pretty
nasty.
Don't
they have a small mouth? How would they think they could eat a person?
Well, I can pick them apart. Do you remember when I was. I'm trying to remember where I was. Jennifer, there was a picture of me with a camel, talking to a camel. Do you remember that from maybe 10 years or so ago?
Sort of. It does vaguely ring bells.
I don't know. Now I'm trying to remember where I was. I was in Egypt, I think, but I don't know. The camel came up to me, and I was talking to the camel. You know how I talk to the animals. And he was talking back to me, and he spit at me, but he didn't try to eat me. He just... Camels are nasty. That's just kind of the bottom line here.
Yeah, well, he needed 34 staples to his head.
Ah, oof. All right, here's the a couple of sad passings. Melinda Dillon, I remember her more from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. She was the mother of the youngster, but she's been in a number of other things. If you saw her, you would absolutely immediately recognize her. She passed away over the weekend at
the
age of...
She was the mom in A Christmas Story.
83. She was the mom in A Christmas Story. Yep, right, exactly. She was in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf back in the 60s. She was someone who was, I think she went, she said she went crazy after she played Virginia Woolf. I thought that was interesting. When you really get, if you're an actor or an actress and you really get into the part, sometimes it has that effect on you. You don't know what reality, if you're really into it, you don't know what reality is after you get out of some of this. If you're really good and into it. So, anyway, she had one son, but Melinda Dillon, you all remember her, I'm sure. Also, somebody from Murphy Brown. Again, you wouldn't know his name, but you'd recognize him if you saw him. Charles Kimbrough passed away at the age of 86. He lived here in Culver City, best remembered as Jim Dial on the show. He was the TV anchor, sort of the Ted Baxter, delivered the news with Murphy Brown, right? He was supposedly Walter Cronkite. But he wasn't Ted Baxter-ish, but he sort of, you know, that's what you thought of. That's what I thought of when I saw him. He's another one of these guys that spent a lot of time on Broadway. You'd be amazed at the number of people who are stars on television and in movies who really will tell you they got their start on Broadway or off Broadway, and they liked that a whole lot better than working on TV, because it's spontaneous. You're there, right? You're there doing it, as much as anything else. Okay, here in Los Angeles, big news, Arnold Schwarzenegger had a car crash over the weekend, ran into a bicyclist. Did you see this, Jennifer?
I did not, huh?
Yeah. He was involved. It was on Sunday morning. He hit a woman who was riding a bike.
When the bike swerved into his lane.
Yeah, it's her fault. But, you know.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Devastation is the word being used to describe a 7.8 magnitude earthquake very early Monday morning near the Turkey-Syria border. Turkey's President Erdogan said that 912 people had been killed in Turkey, with over 5,400 wounded. Turkish News Channel correspondent Hasan Abdullah in Istanbul.
So at the moment, the priority is to try and rescue people, try and pull the people out from the rubble, provide them medical assistance, and move them to safer locations. But I think it's going to be quite a task, quite a challenge, considering the magnitude of this.
The train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, is worsening. So says East Palestine Fire Chief Keith Drobick.
We are at a risk now of a catastrophic failure of that container. Measures are being taken to try and control that and prevent that from happening.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Here we are, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. If you have a chance today, kiss a cow. That'd be just good for you. If you don't have a cow around, kiss your dog. Do something like that that is very productive. It's very positive. Hello. Welcome to the Good Day program. I'm Mr. Doug, and Ms. Jennifer and Ms. Jay are here. I'm looking at the good news from the, well, it's not from all states. But what I find intriguing is that more and more states are moving to abolish income taxes. A lot of pressure on neighboring states, like New Hampshire has no income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And so other states, Maine's looking at having no income tax. Vermont, not so much. Massachusetts, there's a movement to try to do that. I don't know where, but there are 8 states right now that have no income tax at all.
Yeah, Tennessee doesn't.
Yeah, Tennessee doesn't have it either. Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, then you have places like Ohio who has not only a state income tax, but then you have RITA, the regional income tax as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. In Ohio?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? What's the regional? What are they? How does that work? Is it like
it's just another way to take more
county tax? Not to put too fine a point on it, but there you go. Right. I just think there actually are 14 different states that have passed serious income tax cuts in the past year. 12 states have reduced income taxes. So there's sort of a theme here, and I'm wondering what you're doing. I'm sure you would share it, but the more active you are in any of these things, as I continue to try to get people to do more bidding on their own, about your own feelings, your beliefs, what you think is important, you know, have a protest. Move toward getting whatever it is you want to have done, you know, get it done. And that's a... Yesterday, though, I was telling you earlier about my grandson and I and the things that we do together. We were at the farmer's market. There's some things posted on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. Maybe you put them on the Facebook page for Good Day as well, Jay. Miles and I decided we were going to go off and do something. So we were all together, Brendan, Sophie, Jasper, Megan, Matthew, Miles, and me, which is kind of how we travel when I'm around. We all try to do stuff together. So we're at the farmer's market. We were there for about an hour and a half or so. I had some good food, nice drink. I had a great pineapple lemonade. Jennifer, have you ever had? I never had a pineapple lemonade before.
That sounds good, though.
Oh, it was yummy. So anyway, Miles and I are walking down to the car, and there's a protest movement coming up the street, and it's very loud, and the leader is saying, "Hollywood's full of perverts. Get rid of the perverts." And they're holding up signs.
And you say, "What else is new?"
Well, no, but I'm watching Miles, who's not used to this sort of thing, and it made him very uncomfortable.
Well, yeah,
to the point of scaring. Right, exactly. Dad, he said to me, "Gramps, I don't like this. Can we go?" I said, "Yeah, we're trying to get around him." But they were there, and there were people the vendors were there, and some of these, the protesters were stepping in front of the vendors, and the vendors kept saying, "Move them on." And I thought there was going to be a fist fight between a couple of these guys. It was a rough, rough, rough looking crowd. And you wonder, you know, what do people think is accomplished by stuff like that? That would be my question. If you have a bunch of people that are annoying, you're trying to get a message across, I get it. I understand that there's a message there. And yeah, there are a lot of perverts in certain parts. Hollywood and Vine, there's a you can find a lot of
are
people.
Are you sure it was an anti-pervert protest?
Yes.
Or are you just
yes.
saying that?
No, it was an anti-pervert. Yeah, why would you say I would just be? Why would you think I was just?
I just was wondering what they were protesting. I don't. I have
protesting perversion in Hollywood.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Hollywood's full of perverts.
Okay,
basically.
You know, well, what normally is what, and this is what's always gotten me, like when Black Lives Matter take over towns or burn down police stations or set cars on fire. I never know what's accomplished because, like, good thinking people are going to be like, "Well, I don't want to be setting a car on fire. Like, I don't, you're not necessarily spreading the message." But when it comes to someone who's protesting a business, certainly screaming is going to stop their business. I don't understand why the anti-perverts are trying to shut down the business at the farmer's market in L.A., but
I
guess it just depends on what you think you're trying to accomplish.
It's the first time Miles ever experienced something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's scary. It's loud and scary.
Yep. You like mm-hmm. it? Yep, exactly. All right, looking around, there's not much to say. Thousands of people have been killed in the Middle East with that earthquake. Affected Turkey and Syria, parts of Greece. You look at the buildings that have collapsed,
crazy.
And you can tell by looking at them how badly constructed they are. But it's funny, as I looked at some of them, in certain areas where you'd think all the buildings would have collapsed, it was like selective. It was like somebody picked a place and the gods picked one building or several buildings, and those are the ones that came down.
There could be something to that, but also earthquakes kind of go in waves. And
yeah, they do.
It is really interesting to see how
you can have a building that's destroyed and then right next door is one that's still in pristine or at least livable condition.
Here's news from NASA. You know how I like to follow all of that. For the first time, the folks at NASA have measured the mass of a single white dwarf star. This is what remains of a sun, a star just like our sun, that has blown apart. This is all from the Hubble Space Telescope. You look at this and you think to yourself, how it's mind-boggling. When people think about how we get ourselves involved in such trivia here, when people fight about nonsense, people, I guess that's all that they can do. But when you look at the immensity of this and you understand that every day thousands of images are coming in from all over the universe, from the Webb telescope and from the Hubble telescope. And I shouldn't say all over the universe, it's just in our galaxy. And when you, the enormity is something we just cannot begin to understand. So maybe that's why we get down and dirty with what seems to be silly stuff, like some of the people in the news today. Elon Musk says he's going to charge brands $1,000 a month for, what does it mean, gold check marks? What
is
that?
It's like their new verified stuff. So the everyday person can pay for a blue check mark, and then the brands themselves can pitch out more money for the gold check mark.
Really? And so what happens with that? What do you get? What is that?
I don't know.
Is it real gold for $1,000?
Yeah.
Get more money?
Yeah,
it's probably more opportunity to market to people is what I would guess.
Well, yes, and then you show up higher in the algorithm. You'll show up more on people's news feeds. More people will actually see your content if you are paying for people to see your content, kind of things like that.
Mm. Okay, well, it's not my it's not my wheelhouse. Here's The Rock, last seen on the Grammys, giving an award to... I thought it was very... It was a nice moment between the two of them, I thought. Didn't you think... Did you all see him with what's her face? No. Hello. Alana? No.
Oh, Adele. I didn't watch any of the Grammys, but it was good. That was a good moment.
So apparently his mother, driving over the weekend, involved in a pretty bad car wreck. Her Cadillac that he bought for her last year, mangled. She's okay. The Rock shared the news on his Instagram page. The accident was so bad, his mother's the hood went back into the car or something. She's 74 years old, and he says, "Angels of mercy watched over my mother."
Scary though.
Yeah, apparently she was pretty much unharmed with how mangled the vehicle was.
That's why you buy a big car. That's exactly why you buy a big car, frankly. So you'll be happy to know, Jennifer, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner say they've never been happier. This after last week's focus on her weight and how much weight she lost after her mother died. Looks like I saw a picture of her. She looked like all skin and bones. But Vanity Fair says in their current issue that the two of them are happy as could be. I don't know why. Is that important? I suppose it is to some people.
I guess.
Nice
you're right. You want everybody to be happy.
Right. Okay, here's cafe owner Charlie Clark in the news today. People in the news. He is an amateur metal detectorist who knew there were such things as amateur, the guys that go around the beaches and pick up all that stuff. He's uncovered a once-in-a-generation find. He'd been metal detecting for a couple of years. He was going to call it quits. His equipment started making a high-pitched noise near a pond. He uncovered a startling discovery. It made him shriek, he says. He unearthed a golden necklace with a heart-shaped pendant featuring a Tudor rose entwined with a pomegranate bush, which is a symbol of King Henry VIII and his first wife, Catherine. And King VIII killed all of his wives, didn't he?
I think there was
the original divorce.
Yeah.
Was it the first divorce? Really? Yeah. So anyway, this was something that... Apparently, when her head came off, the necklace hit the ground, and this guy just found it. It'd been pretty terrifying.
Good for him. I think that, look, if you are geeky enough to have that metal detector with you everywhere, yeah. I hope that at some point you find something that's worth your time.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Okay, next name in the news is Kyrie Irving?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the basketball player.
Kyrie, right? Mm-hmm. Been traded to the Dallas Mavericks. Why is that big news?
He was supposed to come to the Lakers. I think a lot of people thought he was coming to the Lakers.
Oh, really? Huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, maybe the Phoenix Suns.
He's the one that didn't play because he wouldn't get the COVID shot.
Oh. Really?
And then there were some tweets that were problematic, and then he was benched for that as well. And he requested the trade, and then it was kind of a question of where is he going to go? And Mavs were like, hey, what up?
All right. George Santos, another name in the news, claims that he produced Spider-Man.
Sure he did.
The Broadway musical.
Yeah, that's even better.
Now this guy could tell you the God's honest truth, and you're like, uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You did? Okay.
Apparently Bloomberg's on the case now. They're looking into him with a banding because Michael Bloomberg wants to get him out. So it'll be very interesting to see how that all shakes out. Irene Cara died recently. And apparently the reason that she died was she had high blood pressure and bad cholesterol. Oh. So her arteries were clogged.
Yeah, that was almost seemed the cause of death.
Yeah, but she's just a little thing, wasn't she? She wasn't a big... You don't think of somebody that is like
but
that.
But that goes to say that no matter what your body size is, that...
Yeah, it's good warning.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you get down to the bottom line here that a lot of things do happen because you're obese to your body or things, whatever else may be going on, but looking at her, you would
not be healthy and be obese.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep, right. All right, 48 after. This is Good Day.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. That's radio to 64,000 to try Babbel free. RADIO to 64,000.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well,
no matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Doug and Jen will be back with us before you know it. We have Tom Kay on the way, who always has the best advice for home improvement, do-it-yourself kind of projects at the house. He is with the Money Pit. You can find him online at moneypit.com. He has his own podcast, moneypit.com/podcast, a newsletter for which you can sign up. He has the top 5 house plans. He can talk about trendy kitchen backsplashes, which, if anybody knows, the most time you spend is probably in the kitchen or the family room. And anytime you have some kind of party or gathering, everybody congregates in the kitchen, so why not have a pretty one with a gorgeous backsplash? How to find termite damage in cold winter weather. Tom actually helped me personally one time with one of his conversations on air with Doug talking about mice. And if you spot one mouse in the house, you already have a problem. You have a mouse problem because there's more of an infestation because those critters really hide. Tom is with us now. Tom, how are you today?
I'm good, and yes, they have friends.
Yeah, and if there's one or two, you're not going to see them. It's when there's a whole bunch.
Yes.
Okay,
that's
yeah, you're
right,
going to spot
right.
that one. Well,
yep,
what kind of goods do you have for us today?
Hey, you know, I just came back from the International Builders Show, and this is a trade show where we get to go and check out sort of all the new cool products that are going to come out on the market. And one that I saw was a new technology from Carrier called IntelliSense. Now, we all talk about smart homes. We know about smart thermostats and smart garage door openers and smart lighting. Well, what this technology does is it's built into the HVAC system, into their middle grade systems, and it will actually communicate to the dealer if there's an issue. The dealer can actually sort of do a health check on your system or get an alert if something has broken down. Plus, it will also send, as the homeowners, maintenance reminders. So the smart home now truly is integrated right into the HVAC system through the Carrier IntelliSense system, and it's really sort of stepping it up to the total next level now, because so many folks, you know, in the years I spent as a professional home inspector, fell a little bit behind on their maintenance. And if you think about it from the dealer's perspective, you have to pay for the dealer to come out, the tech come out, look at it, figure out what's wrong, order the part, come back again. Now, you know, they can diagnose all of that from their office through the integrated apps that they have available for this, and come out with the part, replace it in one trip, and get you back online as quickly as possible. So technology like that, like the IntelliSense from Carrier, is a great example of what we're seeing when we go to these trade shows like the International Builders Show. The best of the best, new technology to come.
That's amazing. Now, you mentioned your history with being a home inspector in the past. What kind of tips do you have for any potential home buyers? Because I know it's, what, typically the seller that will hire on the home inspector. Are there any tips for buyers? Should they also hire on their own home inspector?
Well, actually, typically the buyer hires the home inspector, and my advice would be to hire a really good one, which may or may not be the one referred by your real estate agent, depending on how credible that agent is. I have been the inspector of choice for real estate agents that are buying their own homes or those homes for family, but they never want to see me when they have a regular client because of the thoroughness of the inspections that we used to do. Sorry to say, but that was actually what we experienced. So I would tell you to go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors, which is homeinspector.org, and this is a group that's independent and tests and certifies its members, and you can't just fill in the application and join. It's not a club. And so you start there. You can find inspectors in your area, and then you can interview them and get a sense as to their experience and their credentials from that point forward. But just be cautious and hire a very good home inspector, because, you know, having somebody in the house that has that skilled set of eyes where they can really see problems, and very often way before they are evident to you as an owner living there.
Okay, and is it typically worth more to pay a little bit more for a newly flipped house versus buying one and hiring on people to flip it yourself?
Say that again. Pay more for what? A house that doesn't need maintenance? Is that what you said?
Yeah. A house that maybe has already been flipped versus doing it yourself and hiring.
Oh,
what,
flipping?
What,
well,
yeah. What times? At what point can somebody do certain flipping on their own? And what pressure do
they have
to be quickly?
You've got to be careful with flipping houses, because, you know, the flippers are just trying to do the minimum amount they need to get that house moved. It doesn't necessarily mean it's in good condition. That's why the home inspection is critical.
Oh, that's amazing. Tom, thank you. You can get more from Tom K. at MoneyPit.com. Sign up for the newsletter, MoneyPit.com/newsletter, and check out their podcast, MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.